talk about Zootopia? That is a big success in China right now, and how foxes are being sold online. I can't imagine a living animal sitting in a box and being tossed around and being delivered to you. What is going on here? Stay tuned for that part of the show.
Roundtable. Connect the dots. Paints the picture. Debates the big issues. Every day from 1 to 2 p.m. on Easy FM.
You're listening to Roundtable. Zootopia, 疯狂动物城, the animated movie proves to be the latest Disney juggernaut, as its box office in China over the weekend has just surpassed the 1 billion yuan benchmark, making it the best-selling animated motion picture in Chinese movie history. So it's not so surprising that Nick and Finnick, two foxes in the movie, have gained great popularity among audiences. Now, apparently, the hottest pet to have is a fox, and you can order it online. Is it even legal? And I've got so many questions for you guys. So can you please just try to tell me what's going on here? Is it that a living fox is going to be delivered to your doorstep?
Well, that's what people are doing. I think you're actually allowed to buy them. Did you know that the fennec fox is a native of North Africa and Arabia? Which
yeah.
means they're probably used to a very hot climate. So raising them in somewhere like Beijing would be really bad for the creature, I'm imagining.
Mm-hmm.
And this is all coming off the back of the really popular film Zootopia. I didn't see it. The weekend it came out, I watched Yip Man 3, you know, the new year one.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was the better film. And I'm happy I made that decision. But apparently it's huge, and kids in China seem to love the Zootopia thing. It's become a fad now.
And now it's the chance for the only parents
yeah,
who have
finally.
Kids in this room. What is going on here?
I think it's not a film just for kids. For adults, too, you can learn a lot of things. And you will... I mean, it's really thought-provoking. It involves, you know, how to treat another race, another species. There are loads and loads of issues, not to mention the allusion to some other films, figures in there. It's a good film, so because people love this film, so they kind of take a liking to the animals in it, in particular Nick and Finnick, because they are two lovely foxes. They made a lot of tricks in the movie. So some parents just find it so amazing that their daughter or their kid asks them to buy such kind of an animal as a pet. I would say, I will give you one example. A Beijing parent is trying to buy a fennec fox for her daughter because, I quote what she said, "After seeing the movie Zootopia, my daughter became crazy about the fennec foxes and demanded one for a pet." And she ended up found that on the internet, they can be traded privately. So
they can be traded privately because it is not legal. So people are keeping it under the table, but you can still get it.
Yes.
And it's like, isn't the parent just a bit overly doting in this way? It's like, okay, if a daughter or a son says, "I want the moon," are you going to get the moon for him or her? No, you tell him it can't be done. This is a special animal that is, you know, listed as one of those, it's exotic and also, you know, might come into extinct and all kinds of issues around that. I mean, it's just not the kind of situation you would say yes to your kid.
Yeah, totally agree. A child's demand is quite an innocent one. He or she wants it because she loves it. But for the parent, you are a reasonable person. You are an adult. You should not think about giving or buying such a live animal for your daughter just because she asked for it. She might treat it as a pet or maybe as a toy. Who knows?
I think it actually serves as a good opportunity to teach your kids boundaries, and there are some things you just can't have. I mean, I watched Star Wars. I wanted a lightsaber. Didn't mean I was getting one. They don't exist. I checked online. But, you know, there are limits to what kids can have. And I just did a bit of research for this in preparation to the show. There are three brands of dog. The Shiba Inu from Japan, the Finnish Spitz, and the Corgi, which is a British dog, all look like little foxes. So if you wanted to get one of those dogs for your kid, it looks kind of like a fox, it's legal. For me, that would be a much better compromise than illegally buying a real fox.
Or give them a smack and say no. Oh no, I've just revealed a real side of me. That is, 熊孩子is not something that I will put up with. Okay, but you're looking at me in such a kind way that I know you don't agree with my parenting skills.
Oh, I think that's a great parenting skill.
I will not hit a kid. I will not. Maybe give it a little push when the parents are not around, if they're screaming and shouting. Oh, I've said too much again. And, okay, so is this even legal? Let's look
at beating kids is not legal.
I'm not beating them. I would not beat anyone. But just, you know, when Yingjing is not looking... Oh, but her kid is cute. Okay, when...
I mean, if it was ugly, you'd just, like, smack it about.
No, I wouldn't! Like, but if the kid is, like, screaming, then, in my head, I've done a whole bunch of things. And if the parent is not around, I might scold the kid. I might.
I think scolding's okay. I mean, this is completely off topic. We were talking about foxes, but I think scolding, like, you know, just saying, that's bad, I think that's acceptable.
Or a gentle poke in the back, or something like that. Oh, this is my favorite topic, about the punishment of bear kids. But that is off topic, and what about the law? What does the regulations in China say about this kind of situation of trading live animals online?
Okay, let's say first, in China, it is illegal to sell or purchase fennec foxes online. Because you can't trade them online under any circumstances in China. It's not a Chinese native species, and it's prohibited to buy or sell the animal without any authorization. So you can't just let loose this animal and let it run across the land of China. It's prohibited one. But for China's, for the red fox, it's a protected animal in China, but it can be traded. But you can't let it go, you know, out of control. And if you don't want to have it, you just let it go, run around. That's still not, okay. So in China, there is one species that's forbidden from trading, and there's one that you can trade.
And it's not just the fact that it's illegal. You've got to remember that it messes up the ecology of the country that you've snatched this fox from. And foxes aren't particularly known for being nice creatures. We read a story on China Drive this morning about a fox that jumped into someone's home and attacked the person while he was sleeping, kept biting him and really hurt this guy. They're not the best creatures to have as pets in general. I think if it wasn't for this film, most people wouldn't have an attraction to them.
I think I don't quite agree. I have a friend who lived in London, and he's got a fox made home in his garden, and they seem to be, you know, treating each other nicely.
It's because the foxes keep invading his garden, so I might as well just make a home for them.
Yeah, that might be the case. And our WeChat listener Bob says, this is tragic, and as soon as these foxes are discovered not to be so cute or easy to manage, there will be thousands of abandoned foxes outside on the streets, all to satisfy some spoiled brats. Yes! Spoiled brats and bad parenting and other strong language will not be read out right now because this is national radio. But thank you very much, Bob. I like your comment very much. And yes, there are limits. There are animals that we need to respect their rights too, although they can't speak to us. But, well, animal welfare is something we should have in mind too. You're listening to Roundtable. That's all we have for today. Stay tuned. Bye.